Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower and we use words and phrases, especially written, for people learning English.
Today on the program, you will hear stories from Dan Friedel, Katie Weaver, Pete Musto, and Mario Ritter. But first, Ashley reports on the recent earthquake near Mexico City.
The earthquake that struck near Mexico City Tuesday came exactly 32 years after an 8.0 magnitude quake hit the area. The 1985 earthquake killed nearly 10,000 people. Mexican officials say more than 200 people are confirmed dead following Tuesday's quake. Many buildings were damaged, while others were destroyed. Rescue workers searched the capital and other areas on Wednesday in hopes of finding survivors. Mexican Interior Minister Miguel Osorio Chong says his country's armed forces and police will continue working until they explore all possibilities of finding more people alive. Civilians joined search and rescue teams shortly after the quake. They used heavy machinery and, in some cases, their hands to clear away wreckage from homes, schools, and other buildings. Scientists say the earthquake had a magnitude of 7.1. The United States Geological Survey defines magnitude as a number that represents the relative size of a quake. The quake's epicenter was near the city of Puebla, 120 kilometers southeast of Mexico City. Ken Hudnut is a science advisor with the U.S. Geological Survey in Pasadena, California. He told VOA that the land on which the buildings were set up could be a reason for the collapses.
Some of the buildings are on old lake beds, and that can amplify the shaking and cause the shaking to last longer, and that can make for more damage.
On Tuesday, U.S. President Donald Trump sent a message of support on Twitter. He wrote, "God bless the people of Mexico City. We are with you and will be there for you." On Wednesday, Israel announced plans to send 70 people to Mexico to help with rescue efforts. A military spokesman said the team will help examine buildings to identify their damage and safety levels. The earthquake hit less than 2 weeks after another quake killed more than 90 people in southern Mexico. The U.S. Geological Survey said the two quakes appeared to be unrelated. The Earth's outermost surface is made up of large tectonic plates. As many as 20 tectonic plates cover the planet. They move slowly, sometimes sliding under one another. When that happens, earthquakes can take place. Ken Hudnut says the two recent quakes in Mexico have similarities.
So both of them occurred within the plate that's going down underneath the plate that is overriding up on top. And both of them had some extensional movement, which is unusual. The more typical thing is like the 1985 earthquake that did much more damage in Mexico City than either of these.
A United Nations report says Afghanistan's version of the Islamic State group has expanded its activities to all 7 provinces in the country. It said the group operated in just 1 province last year. The UN Office of Humanitarian Affairs reported an increase in fighting between Afghan forces and Taliban militants this year. But, it said, attacks by the Islamic State of Khorasan province weakened security in the country. The UN report said, the growing insecurity is not only characterized by increased attacks on district centers, but also by a doubling of attacks attributable to the Islamic State of Khorasan to more than 230 in the first half of the year. The report noted that until the first half of 2016, the Islamic State forces operated only in the eastern province of Nangarhar. United States and Afghan officials have repeatedly said that the group is operating in southern Nangarhar and parts of nearby Kunar province. They claim that ground and air attacks in recent months have killed hundreds of fighters linked to the group and reduced the territory it controls. The UN group said an increase in fighting in Afghanistan displaced more than 50,000 civilians in August. That is the largest monthly displacement of Afghan civilians this year. It also said that Taliban-led militants attacked or fought for control of at least 8 district centers in 7 Afghan provinces during the month. From January to the end of July, anti-state armed groups attacked and took control of more than 12 district centers across the country. Afghan security forces have since retaken control of just 2 of them. There has usually been heavy fighting involved in retaking the centers. The U.S. military dropped more than 550 bombs in August, the most in 1 month. Last week, a U.S. official told VOA that most of the bombs were dropped on Helmand and Nangarhar provinces. The United Nations says the number of Afghan civilians killed or injured this year has reached record levels. It has called on all sides to protect civilians. The UN agency says insecurity in Afghanistan is likely to increase during the rest of 2017. It said no seasonal end to the fighting is expected because winter is expected to arrive later than normal Afghan winters. Fighting is expected to increase after U.S. President Donald Trump announced a new strategy on Afghanistan last month. The new policy is designed to end the conflict with the Taliban in what has become the longest foreign military operation in U.S. history. On Monday, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis announced that the U.S. is sending another 3,000 troops to the country. That is an increase of more than 25% in the number of American troops there. The latest deployment will increase the number of U.S. forces in Afghanistan to more than 14,000. The Afghan War began almost 16 years ago when U.S. forces were ordered to overthrow a government led by the Taliban and members of the Al-Qaeda terror group. The invasion followed the Al-Qaeda-led attacks against New York and Washington on September 11, 2001. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.
About 6 years ago, actor Alec Baldwin made some news, but not for a role in a new movie or a television appearance. He was removed from an American Airlines flight for playing Words with Friends on his mobile phone. Stories from 2011 say Baldwin may have continued playing the game even though he was told to put his phone away. But now, if Baldwin is still a fan of the game, he has a lot more words to choose from. The game developer recently announced it is adding 50,000 words from popular culture. Some of the words include BFF, delish, hangry, bae, and bestie. BFF stands for Best Friends Forever, something that is delish, tastes very good. Someone who is hungry and angry is hangry. A man might call his girlfriend his bae, and a person's BFF might also be her bestie. Gurpreet Singh supervises the game for Zynga, the company that created the game. He said Zynga gets 5,000 suggestions per day for new words. The words may not be familiar to English learners, but they are slang, or non-traditional words that are not found in dictionaries. Zynga says the game has been installed on 200 million phones since 2009. According to the company, at any given time, about 57 million Words with Friends games are going on. The new words will give players over 200,000 words to choose from. Twerk and selfie were added to the game in 2014. Earlier this year, Covfeef was added. If you recall, that was a strange word that appeared in one of President Donald Trump's tweets in late May. A selfie is a photo someone takes of oneself using the camera built into a mobile phone. A twerk is a kind of dance move. Singh says he knows a lot of these words are not correct English words, but he and his team pay attention to popular terms that might help people have more fun when they are playing. Right now, one of his favorite words is queso. It is worth a lot of points when he is playing Words with Friends. Queso is the Spanish word for cheese. But in the United States, people understand this as melted cheese one might order at a Mexican restaurant or pour on top of tortilla chips. I'm Dan Friedel.
Last week, Apple told the world about its latest products at an event in California. The company presented three new iPhones, new Apple Watches, and a new Apple TV. The company is also making big changes to its stores. We will start with those.
If a friend says he or she is going to the Apple Town Square, you may wonder where it is. It is in the same place as your local Apple store. Apple stores will now be known as Apple Town Squares. Apple says that much more happens at its stores than sales. People come there to do other things, and Apple wants to make its stores more inviting. Spaces will be created for learning, meeting, researching, and more. The so-called boardroom will help app designers create new apps. The forum will help people create using photography, music, and more. Customers also will be able to attend classes at such town squares to learn how to use Apple products. The Avenue will feature Apple products for sale, so the centers will remain a place to go to shop.
Apple introduced 3 new iPhones, iPhone 8, iPhone 8 Plus, and iPhone 10. The iPhone 8 and 8 Plus are more advanced versions of the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. Their screen sizes are the same as the earlier models, with the 8 having a screen of 11.9 centimeters and the 8 Plus being 14 centimeters. One major change in the new phones is their glass back, which permits wireless charging. That means you can rest your phone on a charging pad instead of having to insert a cable into the phone. Of course, you can still use a cable if you want. Apple says the battery life of 8 and 8 Plus is about the same as that of the Apple 7. The 8 and 8 Plus come with an A11 Bionic chip that is supposed to be speedy. These phones are designed for 3D games and augmented reality apps. Apple showed an example of someone at a Major League Baseball game using the MLB app to see the stats of the players on the field using augmented reality. The screens on these phones are more advanced, with truer and brighter colors, and more pixels on the display. The phones are water and dust resistant. The phone's cameras have faster processors and image stabilization for better focus. Apple showed a portrait lighting feature that darkens the background of the photo, so all that shows is the subject's face. This feature will be available on the iPhone 8 Plus and iPhone 10. These phones are available with 64 or 256 gigabytes of storage space, and in the colors gray, silver, or gold. Pricing begins at almost $700 for the iPhone 8 and just under $800 for the iPhone 8 Plus.
To celebrate the 10th anniversary of the first iPhone, Apple is releasing the iPhone X. The first thing you will notice when you see the iPhone X is the screen. Instead of having a border, known as a bezel in tech terms, this phone's screen is edge to edge. Although the iPhone X is smaller than the iPhone 8 Plus, it has a slightly larger screen. Its Super Retina display provides a richer image as well. Like the 8 and 8 Plus, the 10 has a glass back for wireless charging. the 10 is also water and dust resistant. The camera on the 10 is like the 8 Plus. The iPhone 10 has the portrait lighting effect. But unlike the 8 Plus, you can employ portrait lighting from both front and back cameras on the 10. Unlike any other Apple phone, the 10 has no home button. Apple says instead of pressing a button, a single swipe now takes you home from anywhere. Now, for Siri or Apple Pay, users press the power button along the edge of the 10.
Fingerprint ID is a thing of the past with the iPhone 10. Instead, Apple introduced Face ID. Now all you have to do is look at the phone to unlock it. But you really have to look into the screen. The phone has what Apple calls attention awareness. If you are not looking directly at the phone, it will not unlock. Apple says Face ID works in the dark. It says it even works as your looks change, like when you wear a hat or glasses. It even is supposed to work if you are growing a beard. Apple tested iPhone 10 with photos and masks. It says neither fooled the phone into unlocking. The company did note, however, that identical twins can fool Face ID. So, if you have an identical twin whom you do not trust, you might want to do the more traditional lock by password. Like Touch ID, Face ID can be used with Apple Pay and third-party apps for identification. The same tech that maps your face for Face ID on the iPhone 10 is also used on a new feature called Animojis. These are 12 different emojis that can move with your face so you can make them smile, frown, or do anything else you can do with your face. You can put these Animojis in text messages you send in Apple's iMessage app. You can also record a video message as an Animoji. If you want the iPhone 10, you will have to wait. Apple begins taking orders for the phone on October 27th. It will be available in silver or gray with either 64 or 256 gigabytes of storage. Prices for the iPhone 10 begin at just under $1,000. I'm Katie Weaver.
And I'm Pete Musto. Apple announced its new iPhones last week, but competitors' mobile phones can do many of the same things for less money. The new iPhone 8 and 10 have wireless charging, edge-to-edge glass screens, and dual cameras. But all of these features are already available in smartphones from China's Huawei and Oppo, and Korea's Samsung. While Apple asks buyers to pay $1,000 for its high-end model, some Asian phone makers can offer similar features for less.
At one time, Chinese manufacturers copied features and designs from others to produce low-cost phones. But they have now added high-end features to their phones, and they control nearly half the global mobile phone market. Media Market Saturn is Europe's biggest electronics seller. A spokesperson for the store told Reuters that Huawei is seen as a relevant competitor to Apple and Samsung by covering all major price points and placing big investments in marketing and sales. She also said that the Chinese companies Huawei, ZTE, Lenovo, and TCL were among the top 10 best-selling smartphones in its stores. Chinese manufacturers' fast growth has been fueled by strong sales in China, but they now export 40% of their smartphones. That is almost double the number from just 3 years ago, according to the Hong Kong investment company CLSA. Huawei is currently the world's third largest phone maker, behind Samsung and Apple. According to research company Canalys, the Chinese company is getting closer to second place Apple and might overtake it later this year. The Chinese company even made fun of Apple's new facial recognition feature with a Facebook video called Real AI Phone. Huawei plans to show its top-of-the-line Mate 10 phone on October 16th. The phone will have artificial intelligence features such as instant translation and image recognition, and will cost less than $1,000. Other Chinese companies are looking to enter the high-end smartphone market. Xiaomi, for example, showed a full-screen phone this month with an all-ceramic unibody design and 12-megapixel front camera. The special edition Mi Mix 2 sells for $720. Also, Xiaomi, Oppo, and Vivo are working to add ultrasound sensors under smartphone screens to improve the touch function. Neil Shaw is research director at the company Counterpoint. He said Chinese companies with a lot of sales are able to access many of the same parts for phones and offer many features. He said that has hurt Apple's growth. However, Apple still has a big lead over its Chinese competitors in the high-end market. And few experts think Apple fans will switch from the iPhone 10 to Huawei's Mate 10. The average selling price of smartphones from the top Chinese makers Huawei, Oppo, and Vivo is just $248, or two-thirds less than the cheapest iPhone 8. Apple has 63% of the market for phones priced higher than $600, compared to just 3% for Huawei, according to research from the Swiss bank UBS. The biggest challenge they face would be proving to customers their products and brand are worth paying that much for, said Xiaohan Te, an expert at the research company IDC. I'm Mario Ritter.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.